John Clayton, ESPN. You follow the Eagles. You see what's happening here, the quarterback carousel. What's your take on Carson, how he performed in year number one, and what's ahead for him?
I mean, how Cleveland made that trade is crazy. Because, I mean, you can see Carson was able to come in, do better than expected early in training camp, as we saw. The mechanics weren't there, but you can see that the talent was there. I mean, you saw a little bit of maybe a Joe Flacco developing. And so the fact that in a time that I think Howie Roseman and the personnel staff looked ahead, saw that it was going to be a bad year coming up, made the bold move. And, again, he had the bonus of having quarterback position pretty well covered. But I think by doing that, it sets the franchise up for a good long time with a great young quarterback.
So how great can he be, John?
I think, again, I put him in that Joe Flacco. Now, again, I take a lot of heat nationally because I keep on saying and have said for the longest time Joe Flacco is a elite quarterback, depending on how you want to define elite. You can call it tier one. He's probably tier two. That's a very respectable thing. And the fact that he's won 9 playoff games, I think, testifies you put him in a big game, he can do some good things. Carson Wentz, I see evolving in a similar way. I mean, you look at the way his style is, and it's somewhere between Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Flacco, and that was there from the very beginning when the scouting reports were there.
And so the Eagles go out and they get Alshon Jeffrey. They bring in Torrey Smith as well. And how much of an impact do you expect immediately with that group of receivers, now with Carson?
Well, considering how bad the group was last year, with Jordan Matthews only being the legitimate wide receiver threat, having 2 other threats should bring everything out and make it better. Now, you look at Torrey's deal. I know it's a 4-year deal, but it's really more of a 1-year deal. And Alshon's on a 1-year deal trying to see if he can get bigger dollars in next year's free agency. But I think that sets up well, because now instead of having just one threat that can be double covered, now there's 3 threats that can spread things out. And to go with the good tight ends, I think that bodes well for the offense.
Getting the quarterback is everything in the NFL, isn't it?
It's a quarterback-driven league. If you don't have the quarterback, you're drafting or hoping to be in the right position to luckily get a quarterback. Like this year, if you drafted high, you weren't getting a top quarterback. So you want to be in the position. I mean, last year the Eagles are not in a position to get that, but they traded up to get it and made a bold move. But, you know, it's like you can see gaps like that. Just go, I mean, if you go back to the 2013 draft, okay, I'll ask you the question. I know the answer. How many quarterbacks from that draft got second contracts? This is the one that's just being out there. And the answer is Landry Jones. He is the only one, and he's a backup in Pittsburgh. There are draft classes like this. I don't think this class is as bad in 2017 as 2013, but you can see no immediate impact from the top 4 quarterbacks who are spread quarterbacks on 3-year experience cycles. That's going to be a hard time converting early.
The Eagles have addressed the offensive side of the ball, John. On defense, and we go back to the draft here, how much immediate impact is available at positions of need? Cornerback, edge rusher, linebacker.
All 3, bingo. Because, I don't think I've seen a year where there's more safeties that are available that are good. Now, again, some are undersized, but they all have speed and playmaking ability. The cornerback position is pretty good. And then you look for edge pass rushers. I mean, some people think there's as many as like 8 first-round talents for pass rushers. So if you need defense, this is the perfect year to need particularly those needs on defense.
Your view, John, of the NFC East?
NFC East is, I think, you know, it bounced back more dramatically than anybody thought, because remember, 2 years ago, it was the worst division in football. Last year, with the Giants spending, you know, the Redskins kind of staying at a decent level. I mean, the Eagles getting off to the good start and all that. You know, I think that, you know, one of the things that you can see the metrics on, if you have a lot of close games that you lose, and that was kind of the Eagles last year, if you get more talent and do some things, they usually turn that around. So I see an upsurge right now for the Eagles. It's kind of like when you looked back in 2015 and saw the close games lost, the 2 teams that came to mind for a turnaround, the Giants and Tennessee. I have like Philadelphia and San Diego in that same turnaround because of the close games that they played and the close games that they lost. And so with, you know, with better talent at receiver, maybe getting deeper and better at cornerback, that I think can get them back. So I think the NFC East right now is the fastest rising division and is now once again becoming one of the best after being one of the worst.